Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, a catalyst for creating a progressive and innovating community inspired by the arts. From the horse capital of the world, Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio. Now, listen to the music of Kentucky. This week, Red Barn Radio features the music of the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra. Please welcome Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker.
I'm so glad to see so many of you here tonight for this very special program. We should have had the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra on Red Barn Radio about a month ago to celebrate an important date in the orchestra's history. 22 years ago, on October 7, 1988, at the Kentucky Center for the Arts, Richard Van Cleek took the stage, welcomed the audience to the Lonesome Pine Special, and then announced that Governor Wallace Wilkinson had proclaimed that day Louisville Mandolin Orchestra Day in Kentucky in recognition of this orchestra's contribution to the music arts. And then LMO opened the show. The hours of intense preparation paid off as the 24-member ensemble took the stage and played to an enthusiastic, sold-out crowd for a mandolin night unparalleled in the history of Kentucky music. Besides numerous appearances in the region, the LMO has participated in international festivals in Germany, France, and Spain. In 1994, Louisville Mandolin Orchestra became the first American mandolin orchestra to be invited to the Bundesmusikfest held in Germany every 4 years. LMO received high critical acclaim for its performances at that prestigious festival, and as representatives of Kentucky in such international festivals, this group and its members have forged many international friendships and brought to Kentucky audiences a number of acclaimed international players. The LMO is going strong, and now, under the direction of Mr. Bob Elkins, here to my left, I've never been in one room with so many mandolins in my life, and I'll bet you none of you have either. I want to thank the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra for making this happen tonight on Red Barn Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra. ¶¶
Here's Brad Becker, Red Barn Radio's host, speaking with Bob Elkins of the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra. Here's Brad.
I am here with Bob Elkins and the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra, and what a feast for the ears that first number was. Can you tell us, Bob, what you all just finished playing?
Yes, that's a piece called Alpine Harmony, and it's written by one of our favorite composers, Italian, of course, Giacomo Sartori. And it's probably about every folk tune that he knew put into one big fantasia. And it's one of our favorite pieces and has a lot of variety. We get to use our tremolos a lot, you know, and that's what we live for, is a tremolo. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell listeners how players are configured back here, and I thought this might be a good opportunity for us to show listeners what each of the instruments sounds like on its own.
We're made up of mandolins. Those are the regular mandolins. You see bluegrass players all the time with them.
Seen a few of them, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you have here. That's just like any mandolin you'll see, except we have a few, like the one Leslie has here. It has a bowl back to it, so it still plays the same way, but they don't all have to be the old Bill Monroe style. Then we have mandolas, which they're the next size up, and I'll have Jane show you.
So how many mandolas do we actually have up here?
We have just one right now, but we normally have two.
Okay.
But one couldn't make it, some emergency. So we have one player, and this is Jane.
And Jane has been doing some of the solo bits tonight in the first number, for instance.
Yes, sort of makes them all solos for her.
You didn't know you were in for this tonight, did you?
Yeah, go ahead, play. I'll let you see the range. This is the regular mandolin, which you're used to. All right.
Playing a little hornpipe there for us. Yeah. Let's hear all the mandolins together strumming or something, because that's the amazing thing.
Sounds like some angry bees there. But this is our mandola, and it's a little bit larger. It doesn't look much larger. It's a little thicker, so it has a little deeper sound to it. All right.
How
revival,
sweet the sound.
Revival time here, yes. And then we have the next size, getting larger, is the mandocello. And Joe has that back there. It's even bigger. Yeah, so you see what kind of a range it has. And then, of course, we couldn't do without our guitar section. We have three guitar players.
And are they playing classical a classical guitar and then folk instruments as well?
Yeah, we have two regular guitars.
Steel-stringed instruments.
Steel-stringed, and then we have Billy playing the classical style. They play the same notes and the same music, but the instruments will sound a little bit different, as you well know. Then we have two bass guitars in the back. One of them is a typical regular guitar.
Now, he's not a typical guy.
Lord, no.
He doesn't seem typical at all.
And then we have, I call it a Mexican bass. It's the one you see in a mariachi band.
Yeah.
That's what you're seeing and hearing. We mix all this together. Thank you.
first time I heard the mandolin was on
Rod Stewart playing Maggie May.
Mike Schroeder.
It was Rod Stewart playing Maggie May. Let's hear that lick.
Aren't you going to sing?
Well, I would. I just don't sing very well on my Zycam. And then more recently, lots of people became familiar with the mandolin, and I know you can play this too, probably.
Bruce Hornsby, I guess. Is that where you're headed?
No, I wasn't going to say Bruce Hornsby.
Mandolin Wind.
I was going to say Losing My Religion.
Yeah.
One of the first times I think I heard the mandolin. I mean, I heard them before I ever listened to David Grisman or Sam Bush and those kinds of people. It wasn't bluegrass really that drew you to this instrument, was it?
No, in a weird sort of way, it wasn't necessarily bluegrass music per se, but when I was in high school, my introduction to it was there was a bluegrass festival that was held in downtown Louisville, sponsored by Kentucky Fried Chicken. There was
let's hear the chicken again, Becky.
Yeah,
no,
let's hear that.
No.
A friend of mine in high school actually convinced me to go to this music festival, and I wasn't at all into bluegrass music at all. But when I went to see this band perform, they had a mandolin player. And what amazed me about him is his fingers just seemed to be flying all over the instrument. And because of the tempos of most bluegrass bands being really quick, it was just exciting to watch all the fireworks that were coming from his instrument when his fingers were just flying all over the place. So I decided that was a neat thing. And I started college the next year. And
where'd you go to college?
University of Louisville.
Okay.
And I met a banjo player and a guitarist there, and they talked me into buying a mandolin so that we could cut classes and play bluegrass music, which so I spent my college career.
And we're talking when?
That was 1976, I guess, is
okay.
When I started. Then I began pursuing bluegrass music because at that time, from my experience, it was really the only outlet. If you wanted to be a mandolin player, there really wasn't any other option other than to play in a bluegrass band, because really that was the only style of music that I was aware of in Louisville, or in Kentucky for that matter, that incorporated the mandolin as a part of the ensemble. It was later, much later, maybe 10 years later, after I became interested in the instrument, that I began to learn that there was really a heritage for mandolin and mandolin playing outside of bluegrass, and learned that composers like Vivaldi and Mozart, Beethoven, they all wrote for the mandolin. I learned that there were actually mandolin ensembles that were active here in Kentucky, but 100 years earlier. In fact, this group is really patterned after mandolin ensembles that were popular from the 1890s up until the 1920s. It was very common for communities to have music-making ensembles, and so people would get together that shared a common interest in music. And in a town like Louisville, there were maybe as many as 8 to 12 active mandolin ensembles, very similar to this one, that were active in that period from 1890s up until 1920. And we began to discover some history. It wouldn't surprise me a bit if there was a group probably active here in Lexington as well. It was very common for universities to have mandolin clubs, is what they were typically called. One famous mandolin club was the Yale Mandolin and Guitar Club, and they would travel all over the United States. They would do concerts in Louisville and Cincinnati, probably performed in Lexington in the period of the 1890s up until 1920s. Traveled by train and would go and perform concerts during their winter breaks. And in fact, we've even found some historical documentation, actually a program for one of their performances in Louisville in the late 1890s. Thank you.
You've just joined us. You are listening to the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra on Red Barn Radio.
Are there a lot of collectible old instruments up here? I see a few that must be. Yeah, I was talking to Joe before the program back there on the mandocello.
Yes.
He has one that says the Gibson on it, and you said that's from 1906? Yeah, 1906, and you said it always stays in tune. That's pretty cool. Do we have some other old instruments in the house?
1914.
Ah, a 1914, and another Gibson, A style.
Oh, sorry, it's a 24. I'm sorry,
24. Oh, give or take 2 or 3 years, that's all right.
Okay, all right, well, that's, yeah, that works.
Yeah,
a brand new, white, and it's a white one, too.
Yeah, that hadn't gotten it dirty yet, see that?
Yeah. Yours was white at one time, too, I imagine,
right.
Before.
Yeah, right.
Is the A the preferred in the context of this kind of music?
Not necessarily. They all really play alike, and they will sound pretty much alike. Sometimes when you have one like the Bowlback, it is a little more mellow, and it doesn't really project. So those were used to do a lot of classical style playing. And, of course, that's what we do mostly here, is a classical style. This next piece is called Tafel music, which is literally means table music or music to be played during a meal. We have a flute soloist with us, Miss Carol Cutler from Louisville. And I think you'll like the sound of the flute with this kind of an ensemble.
We'll be back with more from the Louisville Mandolin Orchestra when Red Barn Radio continues. Experience the music of Kentucky on Red Barn Radio. Please stay with us.